We begin Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simen Hey Sif Yudzayin. Im Liber Reyes Erva Shaloi. If his heart sees his erva, if a person is not wearing clothing, or even if he's wearing clothing, but there is no natural separation between the top of his body and the bottom of his body. Alpi She'erva Himichusta, even though the erva is actually closed, covered. Kugon Shalavish Bechaluk, he's wearing like a long robe. Gamken also lalem called Davishab Gdusha. The loch is he may not say any Davishab Gdusha. El Tzorch Lius Lovish Bechnasayim. Yeah, a man has to be wearing pants, Shem with Gophim Agufoi, that are tight on his body. Oi Shiaza Beazor. Or you should be wearing a belt, or you should put his hands over this robe that he's wearing, that would serve as a separation between the top of his body and the bottom of his body. When we speak about a woman, this halacha doesn't apply to women. The halacha, says the Rama, is not only when a person sees his own erva that he may not say davish b'kedusha. The halacha is similarly when somebody sees someone else's erva. And if somebody is swimming and he wants to say davish b'kedusha, the best he should do is stand in a place in the water where the upper part of the body is above the water and the bottom part is below the water, and that will be a separation between the top of the bottom. If that is impossible, he should put his hands around below the upper half of his body, around his waist. And of course, he should be careful not to touch his makam erva when he is trying to do this. Simon Vav. Ktsas klali brachos v'dini baruch hu baruch shmai v'amein. The Ketzer Shulchan Aruch is going to teach us some halachas brachas. Baruch Uvrach Shmayin, Amen. Aleph. Kaidim Shivarach Eze Bracha. Before a person makes a bracha, Tzarech Ludas Eze Baruch Tzarech Luvarach. Before you're about to make a bracha, you should know which bracha you're obligated to make. Kedei, in order, Shabashashu Maskej Hashem is Baruch, when he mentions Hashem's name, Shu'ika Bracha, which is the main part of the bracha, Yeda Mashi Yisayim, he should know where he's going with his bracha. I saw that we say Baruch Ato Hashem. This, when we speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to know who is the Ato. What does that mean? Because we know it says in Pirkei Avos, Dan La Tehoylech. When a person is about to make a bracha, a person should be remembering that who is this Ato? Who is this Hashem that we're speaking to? The Ato from Pirkei Avos of to remember that. And I saw from the Klaus Magarebbe Zatzal that the Klaus Magarebbe said, because it's so difficult sometimes to have this proper intention, these proper kavana when we make a bracha, so the Klaus Magarebbe used to recommend that a person, before he makes a bracha, should learn Torah. Before he davens, he should learn. And by learning Torah and connecting ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way, it'll be easier to have the proper kavana when we daven, when we make a bracha. One may not do anything else while he's making a bracha. And therefore, if somebody is about to make a bracha on food, he should have all of the food ready in front of him, ready to eat, but all the preparation of the food should be done so that he could concentrate on the bracha. A person shouldn't make a bracha quickly. Elichavim pirush hamilas. He should know the explanation of the words that he's saying. V'zel loshon sefer chsedim, And this is what the Sefer Chassidim teaches us. Kshoytu yada, when somebody's washing his hands, he's going to make a brach on a fruit, or mitzvahs that we are very accustomed to make these brachas. He should remember that he's blessing Hashem, that did incredible chesed with us, does tremendous kindness with us. He gives us the bread or the food, fruit or the bread, to enjoy. And commanded us to do this mitzvah. And one should not make a bracha the way a person just does something that he's accustomed to. And he utters words without thinking. And the Rambam says that somebody in Hilchos Brachos Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, if somebody makes a bracha properly with the proper concentration and the proper simcha, what he's accomplishing is that he's declaring his amuna in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and by doing so, he can accomplish incredible things, and it can cause Rachmei Shemayim, that we should be the recipients of Rachmei Shemayim. And in general, a person, says the Kavachayim, by making a bracha properly, becomes a holier, better person. And the Ma'ariv Hashem says that if somebody makes a bracha, makes brachas properly, it's a gula b'duka. It's a guarantee lepanosa berevach v'nekel, they'll be able to make a livelihood easily and in abundance. Layasa k'da adam ha'isa dava b'minig. A person should not just make a bracha by rout or moitzi dvarim mipir b'loy hagin alev without thinking. This causes, if a person makes a bracha that way, Hashem gets angry. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent us the following message. The people approach me with their mouth. They use their lips. However, their heart is far from me. The Yerushimayim is only by route. The people that are working, they're just acting and by route. Everything is done is just because they're accustomed to doing it. But basically, they come to my home, to my shul. They daven because the same tefillah that their forefathers daven, but loy b'lev shalom, not with a whole heart. They wash their hands, and make the bracha until sidayim, and then they cut their bread, and they make a brachas amoitzi. They're going to drink, and they make a bracha, but it's all k'moy shadavar shoga b'fiyim. It's just something that they're accustomed to do. Ap eishem mevarchim, even as they make a bracha, einon miskam levarcheni, they don't think about me. Lekain says, the pasuk al kain chara apoy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets upset, and he swears la'avid chokmas chachamav, that the wise men will lose their wisdom. Hayoydim oisai, they're supposed to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the way they make a bracha. On varch myself a minig v'loy b'kavana, they make a bracha without any kavana. The ksib esrei, and the pasuk continues there, l'chein hini yosef v'av the chokmas chachamav l'fikach. That's why Chazal warned us. For Amru, say Devarim L'Shem Pa'alim. Concentrate and know for whom you're doing what you're doing. Ad Kan L'Shoinai. Of the Sefer Chassidim, that's what the Sefer Chassidim teaches us. V'royal Adam Shiagas Atzmai Loimas Abrachas B'Kalram. It's appropriate to get accustomed to make the brachas out loud. Ki Akol Ma'ayra as Kavana, by saying it, that saying the bracha out loud, says the Shalah, it will increase our concentration. And the Pelet Yoyitz says that if somebody makes brachas in such a fashion, it's a proof, v'zeh ois That's a proof that he's a good person. I guess what he means is somebody who's a true Oyver Hashem. Kshimavarach, Sif Beis, when somebody makes a brach, Yepiv, Nokim, and Aroik, his mouth should be clean from any saliva. The Gam Shah Dova Lo Yevetach Piv, nothing should be in his mouth. Shinema Yemole Pi Tilasecha, a person's mouth should only be full, be empty, or to be able to be used just for the bracha. And therefore, if somebody, for example, started eating and he made a bracha on the food, and now he wants to take a drink and he has to make a bracha on the drink, he should be careful that all of the food that he began to eat should have been swallowed, and there should be nothing of that food left in his mouth to be able to make the bracha properly. The Eish Avram says that this halacha only applies to the recital of the bracha, where there he has to be careful that the mouth should be completely empty. But if somebody is saying amen, to say amen, you could say amen even if there's still food in your mouth. Also, Lahitzi Shem Shemayim Levitala says the Shukut Shukhnach Sif Gimel, one may never say Hashem's name in vain. The Kala Moitzi Shem Shemayim Levitala, somebody who does so, Oiva Mitzvah Sasei, it violates the mitzvah to say the ksiv as a shem lo techa kira, the ksiv im lo sish malira as a shem anichbe van neira. Torah warns us multiple times how we have to be careful to show proper fear of Hashem's name. Zeh mechlal ha-yira, and that is included in the mitzvah of Yira Shemayim. Shlo lahaske shmai ha-godl, kiyim derech shvach u-bracha. We only mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, we want to praise him, bless him, that because we're obligated, because those are times that we're obligated to say his name. Oy b'derech limud, we're allowed to say Hashem's name when we're learning. But the Magen Avraham says that a person, even if he's saying a tefillah Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is not part of the standard nusach, he may use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. But the Kav Chaim, quoting the Sefer Chassidim, says one should be careful to, even if it's appropriate to say private tefillahs, it would be appropriate to avoid saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. But if we're saying Zmiris on Shabbos Yontif, in which Hashem's name, Psukim, in which Hashem's name appear, there we may say Hashem's name. The question, of course, that comes up is when somebody is learning and he's learning a Gemara and there's Hashem's, an apostolic is being quoted, if Hashem's name is there, may he say Hashem's name? It's a very big discussion. There's some that say you may, there's some that say that you may not, and some say actually it's a mitzvah if you're reading apostolic with Hashem's name to say Hashem's name. A person should tremble when he mentions Hashem's name, and never mention it in vain. And this doesn't only apply to the Shem Yudkei Vovkei of Adnus, anything that represents Hashem's name. Not only is it prohibited in Hebrew, elafil b'cholosh, in any language, usur. But makalas chaveroi es atzma, if somebody curses someone, b'shmoi is baruch, with Hashem's name, or b'kinui, and the declination of a kinui is humashem shavchem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, words that are used to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hagodla, givav, hanoira, haneman, ha'adiv, hachozuk, v'amit, ha'izuz, chanan, v'rachum, kano, erech apayim, v'rav chesed, b'choloshen, using any language, Chayiv Malkus. For saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way, it's Chayiv Malkus. Uvevenesenu HaRabim, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says, unfortunately, Roiv HaMoine Am, Einan Nisharim, people aren't careful. Vayimer Loshen Kashkenaz, they say in German, Hashem Yeneshua. He says, God Zolim Strafen, God should punish him, Kedoma. But Ivan Bezeh, and when you speak that way, you're over laf shal Torah. For who bim kila b'loy shem or b'loy kinui, if somebody curses somebody else without using Hashem's name or one of the names that describe Hashem, or shahisa klala ba mechlal dvarim. It wasn't an explicit curse. Kigayin she'omer al yehei ploini baruch Hashem. This person should not be blessed by Hashem kadoima. Abish enu chai malchus. You're not chai malchus for speaking that way. Isura mi'ika. It's still prohibited. V'kein also lichta b'shum michtav shmo yizbar b'chaloshon. One may not write Hashem's name in a letter. V'rabim toim v'kosh from shmo yizbar b'chaloshon askenaz. And many do write Hashem's name. Or shikosh from adya v'loshon trofas. It's French. Ubiyor im Hashem. V'usa gomer. K'lach hazman. Eventually, yizkal gal michtav ashka. This letter will end up in the garbage. The Dairam Zeh, and acting this way, Germanis Bisrol, brings poverty, Rechamon, it's not to Klai Yisrael. Mashashem Shemayim Motzui. That people have begun using Hashem's name so prevalently. Mekoshkein, when it's used, Bibizoyim Chas V'Sholem, not in a respectful way. V'trichim Hischachmus V'Samtzus. One has to be wise and strong, Levatel Zois, to be careful with Hashem's name. Kishabale roik b'teichfiv, if saliva forms in someone's mouth, yer t'chili should first expel it, v'akach yomis Hashem, and then he should say Hashem's name. V'loi, not that yomis Hashem, that he should say Hashem's name, and chas v'sham only after that, v'akach yorik. V'ken kishmanashik is a sefer, if somebody wants to kiss a sefer Torah, yer t'chili, and he has saliva in his mouth, he should expel it, v'loi achakach. Shroitz laskos Hashem, yoimet tevis Hashem. If you want to say Hashem's name, use the word Hashem. V'loi k'moshe toim ha'amoin, not like there are people who make the error of omrim ad Hashem. Kein ze kvod shemala, that is not a respectful way to mention Hashem's name. There's a question if you're allowed to make a recording, and in the recording, a person uses Hashem's name, somebody's making a recording of tefillah, and in the recording, Hashem's name is used. The Paiskim say that if it's being made for constructive purpose, to learn how to daven, will cause you to serve Hashem better, there's room to be lenient. Otherwise, always avoid using Hashem's name unless it's absolutely necessary.